The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
As a not-so-famous poet once said, there is no money in poetry, but then there is no poetry in money either. Well, welcome to the Morning Markets Show on Money Control. I'm Sheetal, and today is World Poetry Day. So don't worry, I'm not going to be starting you off on poems every single day on the show, because I did it yesterday and then today, but this is where it really ends. And a lot of people do believe that there is no, you know, poetry in money. In fact, they say all that is bull. There was some bull yesterday, and that is really what we're going to start with, talking about how yesterday ended for the local equity markets in the green. Although the Sensex stopped short, a little short of the 33K mark, it closed at 32,996 points, and the Nifty closed above the 10,100 mark at 10,124. So that was really the story. The oil and energy stocks yesterday were in a bit of a slippery, oily kind of slope, because we did have the top Nifty 50 losers list being dominated by these. Indian Oil Corporation, ONGC, BPCL, GAIL, Coal India, all of these were part of the Nifty 50 losers list of the day. And yesterday, if you recall, we did have news of how Indian Oil Corporation and BPCL plan to acquire the government's stake in GAIL. And GAIL happens to be the largest state-owned natural gas and processing distribution company in the country. But then there was this whole big question mark on paisa kahan se aayega, because it turns out that they are short of some money. And I'm guessing that the stocks of these companies responded to that question mark. So that's a little bit about the oil stocks yesterday that were in the news for not the right reasons. The ones that did make news for the right reasons would be the Nifty 50 gainers. Infratel, Tech Mahindra, Eicher Motors, Tata Steel and Sun Pharma were top of the list. But to summarize the story in the local equity markets yesterday, it looked like there was some bit of respite for the bulls, with the bears taking a bit of a back seat. It looked like it was a short covering rally along with some value buying, given the way the markets recovered after a very subdued start to the day. But that said, like I said, Nifty failed to close above the 200 dema, and the Sensex again stayed under 33K at closing time. Will this trend continue today? That's the question that you should be asking. Well, the rally could well extend towards 10,200 levels, according to experts. But the first resistance to watch out for is 10,141, and then there's 10,163. Now, look at it from the bigger picture. The markets worldwide are a bit edgy in anticipation of the US Fed meeting that is underway. So, if the Feds signal a hawkish tone, then the tables could turn, and analysts are expecting the US Fed to raise interest rates by 25 basis points in its policy review meeting. So there is some reaction to this that you can expect on Dalal Street in today's trading. So that's the biggest global cue that is going to dictate how the markets pan out today. Let's move the focus closer home to look at what the Asian markets are doing. Well, they're trading a little bit higher ahead of, again, guess who? The Fed's expected rate hike. Australia and South Korea, not some moderate gains in early trading today. Kospi traded a bit higher by 0.1% or so. The S&P ASX 200 in Sydney went up 0.2%, and markets in Japan, by the way, are on holiday today on account of, it's spring equinox. Vernal equinox is also what it's called. I think it kicked off yesterday, the 20th of March, at around 9:45 p.m. or so. Anyway, it's spring equinox in addition to World Poetry Day. But yes, let's come back to the American stock markets. The Dow closed about 116 points higher, and they're also testy about what's happening under their own noses, the Fed. And no, for some of us now, when we encounter the word Fed, because we've been fed on the steady diet of CSI and crime kind of series on television, especially these days, the first thing that comes to mind is FBI. Nahi bhai, but this is another Fed altogether. But yes, to come back to the US markets, the rise in stocks comes after a sharp sell-off that was led by the tech shares. All of you, I mean, there's no dodging this. All of us have been reading about Facebook that faced a 2.6% drop. Oracle was also part of that list, 9.4% drop. Facebook, we got to spend some time over there. I'm not going to really tell you what happened, but, you know, because we've read enough about that. But two hashtags that have been trending off late is "Where is Mark Zuckerberg?" That's one of them. And "Delete Facebook." That's another one. This actually could be more worrying than data breach stories and all of that for Facebook, and also sliding stock prices, people actually leaving. But yes, to come back, while most market players expect the Fed to raise interest rates, like I said, by 25 basis points, they will also look for clues about the central bank's tightening projections. So the grammar, the language, all of these things matter. And just as well, like I said, it's World Poetry Day. But to come back to the local equity markets, FPIs bought 344 crore rupees from the local equity markets, whereas DIIs bought 731 crore shares in the Indian equity markets. And now some news today that investors would do well to pay attention to. Reuters reported that Goldman Sachs has downgraded its forecasts for the Indian economy in wake of the Punjab National Bank fraud story. And the investment bank warned that this could spark a tighter regulation of the banking sector, which in turn could end up constraining credit growth. So Goldman Sachs lowered its growth projections for India for 2019 to 7.6% from the earlier 8%. Now, banker Uday Kotak has also warned that there is more pain lurking around the corner. Kotak believes that there are worries we should take cognizance of, with the likelihood of loans to small and medium enterprises probably being understated. They also said that the February 12th Reserve Bank of India circular on non-performing asset recognition will lead to an aggravation of the pain. He also estimated that over the next 4 years, private banks will corner half of the credit market, up from the 30% that it's at right now. Moving on, let's take a look at the technical charts. I love this piece because it's quite a challenge sometimes to draw a picture, a mental picture for you on that bullish candle or hammer or worse, hanging man that really evokes some very disturbing imagery. But yes, the Nifty formed a bullish candle after 5 sessions of a decline. So the bounce back was largely due to short coverings, like we said, and some value buying. The three levels to reiterate to watch out for today, 10,000, 10,161 and 10,500. Now let's take a look at stocks with a high delivery percentage. Some of these include Godrej Consumer Product, there's Nestle, HDFC and Kotak Bank. Now high delivery percentage suggests that investors are accepting delivery of the stock, which means that they are bullish on it. Now 95 stocks saw long build-up, including Marico, NIT Tech, Hexaware and Indigo. An increase in open interest rate along with a decrease in price mostly indicates a build-up of short positions, and 58 stocks saw such short build-up, including Bharti Airtel, Indian Oil Corporation, Cummins India and Apollo Hospitals. So what are the stocks that you as an investor should keep your eye open for today? Mishra Dhatu Nigam is certainly one of them. It has fixed its initial public offering price band at 87 to 90 rupees a piece. Now this is a PSU, the third of them to take the IPO route this month. It manufactures special steels, super alloys and is the only manufacturer of titanium alloys in India. So that's a little bit about Mishra Dhatu Nigam. And while on the subject of steel, alloy and all of that, metals and mining giant Vedanta plans to raise about 4,500 crore rupees via non-convertible debentures or NCDs, and this is another stock to watch out for. Some trading ideas according to experts. We spoke to SMC Global Securities and here's what they have to recommend, but do watch out for the podcast that Stock Picks a little later for some more details. Eris Life Sciences Limited is a buy with a target of 895 and a stop loss of 750. Return potential here is 11%. Future Lifestyle Fashion Limited is a buy, target of 464 rupees, stop loss at 380. Return potential here is 13%. And Chambal Fertilizers Limited is a buy, target 187, stop loss 152. Return potential 13% again. My mind is digressing. Somehow when you say Chambal and target, I'm just thinking, you know, the ravines and Daku Jarnail Singh or something of that sort. But no, we're talking about Chambal Fertilizers and let's not digress. In fact, let's call it a wrap on this Morning Markets show on Money Control.